USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's August jobs report just out this morning shows the U.S. economy added 1.4 million non-farm jobs last month, slightly more than the 1.35 million jobs economists surveyed by Bloomberg had been expecting. The unemployment rate fell sharply to 8.4% from 10.2% in July. Seven police officers in Rochester, New York are suspended 6 months after a man suffocated while being arrested. Just released body cam video shows the officers covering Daniel Prude's head and holding him down until he stopped breathing. His daughter, Tashira Prude, says the family wants the officers charged with murder.
I don't agree with this at all. I feel like this is wrong, this is unjust, and this has happened too many times.
The medical examiner ruled Prude's death as a homicide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing or having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The White House says President Trump's comments about voting twice in North Carolina this week were taken out of context. That's according to Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who told a briefing that the president does not condone any unlawful voting. The president had suggested that North Carolina voters send in mail-in ballots early and then try to vote again in person to make sure that their ballots are counted. President Trump continuing personal attacks on his Democratic opponent in November, Joe Biden, while speaking at a rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, yesterday.
Did you ever see a man that likes a mask as much as him? And then he makes a speech, and he always has it, not always, but a lot of times he has it hanging down. Because you know what? It gives him a feeling of security. If I were a psychiatrist, right? No, I'd say this guy's got some big issues.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican. He made the remarks while speaking in North Carolina yesterday as part of a Life Wins tour. He said the choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump this November is dramatic, citing their differences on the issue of abortion. Rapper Kanye West will not be on the November ballots in Arizona or Virginia. Court rulings in the two states yesterday saying the rapper cannot appear as a presidential candidate, as in Virginia, a judge said some supporter pledges were not acquired legally, and in Arizona there were also issues with West's presidential electors. Cam Newton will officially be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots when the NFL season begins. The team says Newton won a three-way battle to be Tom Brady's replacement. Brady now plays for Tampa Bay. Newton led the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl in 2015 and signed a one-year deal with the Patriots over the winter. And Taco Bell says goodbye to more of its menu. The fast food chain announcing five more items will be disappearing come November, including a fan favorite, Mexican pizza, as well as pico de gallo and several shredded chicken options. This after Taco Bell said in July other items were being trimmed as it was trying to create a more efficient service experience during the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.